Welcome to the Search Storage UK FAQ podcast on SAN hardware. I'm Anthony Adshead, Bureau Chief of Search Storage UK. Today's speaker is Steve Pinder, Principal Consultant at Glasshouse Technologies UK. The first question today is, my SAN has limited expansion capacity. Do I replace the entire SAN or create a new SAN for growth only?
Well, that's a difficult question, and it depends on the status of your current SAN. Now, if your SAN is obsolete, then you only have one option, and that is to replace the entire SAN. If your SAN is currently viable, then you have the choice of either replacing the entire SAN or creating a new SAN, which you can use for growth. Now, another question that you need to ask is, how big is the current SAN you have? If your SAN is already a large SAN, then a recommendation would probably be to create a newer SAN, because when you have a firmware upgrade, for instance, you have to generally have to down half the fabric at a time, upgrade the firmware on the switches on that fabric, and then bring it back up and do the same for the second fabric in the SAN. Now, as SANs get larger, it affects more hosts, so you have to liaise with your app owners and business units and make sure that you can knock down the host, but while you're upgrading half the SAN, then they obviously haven't got anything like dual pathing, and they lose resilience. Also, other questions you have to ask are, is there a large amount of storage on the current SAN? Can we move it to the new SAN? Because we don't want to be in a situation where you leave a large amount of free capacity on a SAN, and in effect it is wasted. Also, if you don't currently have something like a test SAN or a QA SAN or a development SAN, you might want to use your current production SAN, so downgrade that to a development SAN, for instance, and then buy the newer version of the switches for your production environment.
The next question is, how do I change my SAN vendor?
This question also plays a little bit into the first question of, do I replace my entire SAN or create a new SAN? Historically, the interoperability of fabrics between two vendors was almost impossible. Now, currently with the implementation of standards, you get a base level of functionality where switches from different vendors will interoperate. Now, what you generally get is vendors will provide enhanced features over and above the standard set of tools which they use as a sort of unique selling point for their switches. Now, if you're using those switches, this sort of provides a barrier to interoperability between switches of one vendor and another vendor. Now, you also have to look at your personnel in your organization and look at the skills that they have on board. You might get a very good deal from a different vendor to switch SANs and switches, etc., but does your organization have the skills to implement such an environment? Do they have the skills to support that environment and troubleshoot? They're obviously going to be very competent on the current environment, but they may not be so happy with moving to a different vendor.
The next question is, what drive size should I use for my new storage arrays?
New arrays come with a multitude of drive sizes. We can go all the way from 73 gig drives, which are currently being phased out by many of the vendors, up to terabyte drives for technologies such as serial ATA. One of the main considerations that you need to take into account as an organization is the fact that higher capacity drives have less performance per gigabyte, but will be cheaper per gigabyte to purchase and maintain. What I mean by that is, an array generally has a finite level of performance. So if you have an array that can, say, I don't know, 100 terabytes of storage, the performance that you will get out of that array will be the same whether you use 20 terabytes of storage or whether you use 100 terabytes of storage. This is particularly true for mid-range storage arrays. Now, an organization may have applications that are very resource intensive, but they may not particularly use a lot of storage. So you have to make sure that you don't just continue to add servers and connect them to an array without first checking that the array has performance characteristics that won't be a bottleneck to the application. One thing that you should note is that different drive types have different performance characteristics. Certainly differences between fiber channel drives and serial ATA drives. We've had some customers attempt to use serial ATA drives for production environments that are resource intensive, and they generally find that fiber channel drives deliver a higher level of performance. And they generally use serial ATA drives for applications such as backup, archiving, and less critical applications. Other considerations you need to take into account are what is the total capacity that you need and the throughput for that capacity. Does the capacity that your organization need, do you require more performance than one array will give you? In instances such as that, you may want to try and have a lower capacity drive and spread that capacity over more than one storage array. This will mean that the performance per gigabyte is higher and will allow you to service your applications correctly.
The final question is this. My current SAN is overloaded. How do I get my data from the current location to the new array?
One thing that people should take into account when they're looking at storage arrays is capacity planning. And if you do capacity planning correctly, there should be a limited requirement to move data from one storage array to another. That is a key issue in SAN environments, and one that quite often catches out organizations. Now, there you have three general options if an array is getting near its capacity. One is to virtualize the data on that array behind another array. The second option would be to migrate data using hardware replication, and the other option would be to use a software migration. The first of those options is to virtualize the array behind another array. What I mean by that is a second storage array will become the point of contact for a host. The storage on the original array will be discovered by the secondary array and then presented out to the host and act as a pass-through for the host to the original storage. Once that's taken place, you can add capacity from the second array to the host, and that will alleviate the issue that you have. If that's not an option, we need to migrate some of the data to a new storage array. And there are two main options for that. Do via hardware or via software. For hardware replication, there's less impact on the actual host, and it also requires minimal host configuration. One caveat is that, unfortunately, it's quite difficult to set up hardware replication. If the source and target array are the same, and it's fine. If they're different from different vendors, or even different models of array from the same vendor, it can be very, very difficult indeed. What can help is if the arrays are on the same SAN, that can ease the replication path, and also if the arrays have free ports on them, we can do a direct connection between the two arrays and transfer data that way. Once you set up that replication, what will need to happen is the server in question would need to be shut down. It will need to be repointed to the secondary array and then booted back up, and then it can see the new array. Additional storage can then be attached from the new array. With software migration, it's more host intensive and will affect application performance more than a hardware solution would be. Two ways to do that. First way would be, for instance, the software mirror. You could use a volume manager of your choice to create a mirror between the LUNs on the first array and the second array. When the data is synchronized up, you would then remove the original LUNs from the mirror and move them off the host. This has got an advantage that the application doesn't have to be taken down. The second way is a simple data copy from the source LUN to the target LUN. Fortunately, this type of copy is a point in time and will involve the shutdown of the application while the copy takes place. Once a copy has taken place, then the application needs to be pointed to the new LUN and the older LUN then be removed.